And joining us in studio right now to talk a little bit more about a way that you can get some financial coaching and even some free tax preparation is the director for CTI, Community Teamwork Incorporated's Financial Education Center, Chris Santos Gordon. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, actually.
Now, you're not that New Hampshire woman by any chance who won the $560 million and is trying to hide it?
I'm not. I wish I were, but I'm not.
would you have a problem with everybody knowing who you were if you had that much money coming in?
No.
You'd be okay with it?
Absolutely not. I would be perfectly fine with it.
You wouldn't be worried like, you know, somebody would be trying to poison your cornflakes or Cheerios?
I wouldn't.
You're a kind, trusting person. I'm suspicious. I'm like, they're out to get me. Mm. I'd be looking over my shoulder every 30 seconds. So let's talk a little bit. First, let's talk about an event you have coming up in March.
We do. We actually work with, we're part of the Lowell Women's Week, and we every year do this event. It's our eighth year. It's called Financially Hers, and that is going to be on March 10th. It's a Saturday because we do sort of it's not a full day, it's about a half day. We have some conferences in the morning. And we do a nice luncheon in the afternoon, some networking, and all of our topics really focus on finances, personal finances in one way or another. We do sort of an understanding couponing. There are people that want to kind of get their toes wet in how you can save money or increase your income by just doing some couponing. We have a workshop that is going to be talking about starting a home-based business or just sort of what it's like to work for yourself and how you need to be ready for that.
It's one thing if you don't like your boss. If you're your own boss and you don't like yourself, you've got some problems, right? You can't quit.
Correct. And then, anybody that's looking to get a better job or just sort of beef up their resume, we're going to be doing a whole workshop, a hands-on workshop on building that winning resume. And then finally, I think, The last workshop is really part of the reason why we're promoting our financial coaching is because there are so many people that are struggling with their credit right now, and I think we don't see a 750 or an 800 credit score like we used to, and our credit really follows us and can be haunting and can be daunting. And so we do a lot of financial coaching on that. And one of the seminars offered during at Financially Hers on March 10th is going to be, help, I need to fix my credit. So it's usually quite popular, and we hope it will be helpful for folks.
All right. So a number of different things that can benefit a lot of folks out there. What's the date again?
It is March 10th, and it's going to be at the Stockalosa School. You always hold it in the same place, sort of consistency. And you can give us a call to learn more about it at 978-654-5673, or to register if you want to get some information to pass out to friends, neighbors, and family.
Awesome. And it is tax season, and boy, a lot of folks have been talking about taxes and the effect of the new tax laws on their income taxes. Mm-hmm. I think the short answer is don't worry about it this year on your annual filings, but boy, next year you're going to need to know the new laws. But you've been actually booking appointments now for your free tax return preparation since the middle of January. How's that going this year?
So it's a VITA program. So VITA stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, and we work with volunteers, like it says, that come to us and they become certified through the IRS. We provide all of the training. I have a coordinator that's been with the agency for 30 years, and she runs our tax program, and another staff person who's part of our Financial Education Center. So the two of them together work and on the tax program, and it's for families that qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit. And folks that are low to moderately low income can come to us and have their taxes prepared by a certified preparer who's volunteering their time. So in the past, we've had families, we do our best to make sure they earn every single tax credit possible. So that they and then while they're there, we talk to them about what they're going to do with their tax return. And is there any help? Can we give them a little bit of guidance?
So you do a little coaching there as well.
A little bit. Yeah. I think because sometimes people we find that, I think there's this perception that people get a $5,000 tax return back, and then they go on vacation. And the families that we're working with, you know, that happens a little bit, but honestly, we really get a lot of people that just want to have money to pay for summer camp.
Sure.
They want to have money to pay down debt. So they're doing really good things with their tax return, and you know, whether or not that's really what they're doing or that's what they say they're doing, you know, it's
their money. They can do whatever they want with it, right?
They can. We hope they're making sound financial decisions though, and that's why we're there to help them.
Who are the volunteers? Where are they coming from that you talked about?
They come from lots of different places.
And they're not accountants or CPAs?
No.
These are everyday walk of life people?
Yeah, and that's what's so amazing about this program is they're giving their they really are just giving their time to help us run this program. Without them, we couldn't do it. We help about 500 people a year through this program come through and get their taxes done. So the people come to us from various walks of life. We have folks that are just senior citizens that have this sort of knack or expertise for it. We have a couple of people that have actually worked for the IRS that do the volunteer work. And then we have a wonderful partnership with UMass Lowell. So we have grad students that come every year and help us with the program. So
when are these appointments available? Is it 5 days a week, 7 days? When do you make the appointments?
So the appointments are on Saturday mornings, and we're, you know, 9 to sometime in the afternoon. It really depends on how booked we get. And Wednesday evenings.
Okay.
We also take appointments during the workday. So if somebody wants to come on their lunch break, or they work second shift and they want to come in the morning, or, you know, we try to accommodate as many people as we can.
Okay, where do they take place? At the CTI offices?
Right at the Financial Education Center and our Resource Center. So 17 Kirk Street, 165 Merrimack Street, either building.
What should I bring? What do I have to bring in something?
Yeah, so you do. There's a whole list of things. You need your Social Security card, an ID, your W-2s, and, you know, all of that sort of tax information. Proof of health insurance, that's part of... you have to have the proof of health insurance. If you have any interest coming from, you know, student loan or, child care expenses, tuition payments, I think also at one time, you know, you needed to know what your rent total was. That was a tax credit. So just any and all of that. We can't really submit your tax returns without all of the proper documentation. We would get in big trouble from the IRS.
Child care expenses are a deduction?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
They are.
Oh, now, is that like all kinds of care or like babysitting if you have to?
So your provider has to have a number that's assigned to them for their business. So, whether it's called I'm not exactly sure. It's like an EIN number or, you know, they have to have an employment number. So it can't just be babysitting. Okay. But any kind of child care, summer care. So for kids that just go to summer camp, school age, after school and before school care, things like
okay.
that.
Okay. And this isn't one of those programs where the people say, hey, come in, we'll do your taxes for you. And, we'll give you your money instantly, but we're taking our pound of flesh. You know, they take whatever their fee is. This is all the money that you are due comes to you.
Absolutely. So we really do think that those loan programs are a bad idea. Oh. Why give somebody any of your money to prepare a tax return? Really, and we work with people to make sure that it's a direct deposit. And if they don't have a bank account, we can call and right away get them scheduled to have a bank account so that they can get direct deposit. So
okay. There are certain folks who do not qualify. Obviously, if you're dealing with stocks and bonds and that kind of stuff, international income, business income.
Business,
you don't want me bringing my small business over there and getting free tax preparation. I understand that, even though I don't like it. the military income, though, why is that something that you don't qualify for?
I am not sure about the military income. I should have brought my tax specialist with me, but it's
next
probably
appearance.
My guess is it wouldn't be considered part of the VITA or Earned Income Tax Credit program. So I don't know specifically why, but.
Yeah, it's 8:26, actually 8:27. The clock just turned on me here on 980 WCAP, chatting with Chris Santos-Gordon. She is the director of CTI, Community Teamwork Incorporated's Financial Education Center. And just told you all about their free tax return preparation. Talk a little bit about your financial coaching. How many people we've talked about in the past. How many people do you serve, would you say, in a year?
So I can tell you last year numbers because... last year numbers were 383. So we offered 383 financial coaching sessions. Now some of those are duplicate numbers. So we try to keep track of sessions, not always just people, which we may change that up because it would be nice to know how many folks are coming more than once or more than three times. So, but we are quite busy in the financial coaching world, and we're trying to promote it pretty big right now because it's been a little bit quiet, you know, through the fall. And I think the holiday season comes and people get busy with the holiday season and stressed out with it, and then sometimes maybe don't always make the right spending choices. So we want to be available for folks to have them come in, talk about, do some financial coaching with them. We are offering folks that come at least twice a $25 gift card for taking part in it. And we want to work with them to talk a little bit about maybe what their tax refund might be and how we can help them begin their year in better financial shape.
Right. So these are not volunteers. These are actually certified financial coaches. Where are they coming from?
So our staff actually are certified through the National Association of Credit Counseling, and through it's a program called Financial Social Work. And so CTI just, you know, has invested in this and sent staff, myself and two other staff, through the training programs because we just know that it's something people need, and you shouldn't have to pay. You shouldn't have to go broke to, and I'm not saying people go broke when they pay a financial analyst or a financial professional, but it is expensive. So we needed to look at that as an organization and say, you know what, we're an anti-poverty organization. Let's figure out a way to get this information to folks who can't afford to pay somebody to do that. So our financial coaching is all free, and there's no income guidelines for it. So we're not going to not meet with somebody because they make their over income for other things.
You know, it's funny because I'm of a generation where you had to know how to do this kind of stuff, you know, balancing checkbooks, maintaining a checkbook, things like that. More and more people don't have a lot of these basic day-to-day money managing financial skills. What do you find is the biggest drawback? Are they not getting this education in school? Are they not getting it in homes? Where is kind of the ball being dropped here so that people get to a stage where, you know, now they're the head of a household with two or more kids, and they're still having a hard time knowing some basic financial principles? Where do you think the ball is being dropped?
I'm not sure exactly where it's being dropped. I can say that I do think that we need to start earlier in our world teaching these things. And I think I know that there's been some movement in bringing it into the schools and sort of adding it to the curriculum. But I honestly feel like by the time somebody's in the seventh or eighth grade, we should be teaching really direct money management so that when they get to high school and they get their first job, they understand money in, money out, understanding just because they have a debit card, that doesn't mean that all of the money in the world is theirs for, you know, to use. And so by the time maybe they're going into college, they have an understanding of their debt, what their debt might be when they graduate, why it's important to pay your cell phone bill, because then that's going to haunt you on your credit report. So I think it needs to start earlier. And I'm the same generation as you. My dad taught me all of those things, but it's really evolved. It's become so technological and electronic that it's harder for some of us of that generation to sort of teach those things to our kids.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, if because of like cell phones and the just pay things automatically, direct deposit, automatic payment, credit cards that you talked about. I remember, you know, great story going back a while ago. My cousin's kid, you know, wanted to get something at the store, and the mom's like, no, I don't have the money. Like, just put it on your credit card. Yeah. Like, you know, kids, and we've been kind of conditioned through genius marketing that makes you spend money you don't have to do that. Whereas if you're actually handling cash and money, it's going in your pocket and then coming out as you pay for things, it has a feeling, right?
It does. It does. I mean, you know, we need credit, so we need a credit card so that we can get credit, so that we can have good credit, so that we can have a house and a car and all of those things. But I think that it's learning balance. There's so many things involved with it. But starting young is really the best thing. Even when somebody's 5 or 6 years old, they can understand some money concepts, right?
Of course.
I think that that's that's really sort of where it begins. It should begin.
One of the things that your financial coach has helped with is creating a savings plan.
Yeah.
I remember back when everything crashed a decade ago, everybody talked about so many Americans just didn't have any savings. And one of the positives that came out of the crash was they were starting to see an increase in people's savings account. They realized, I better have something for a rainy day. That trend has reversed itself. As the economy has improved, people are again not saving as much as they used to. And, you know, people could barely have like $1,000 now to get through should they lose their job or whatnot. How, as a rule of thumb, what's a kind of a good guideline for how much you should try to put away, a percentage of income you should try to put away?
I mean, a rule of thumb, I guess, I'm not sure. There are all sorts of percentages that you can look at. With us, with our financial coaching, when we meet with people, we do a net income budget with them. So we don't do your gross income. So we look at the net income and then we create a budget. And the very first thing, well, the second thing after you pay your rent and your mortgage is what we call pay yourself first. And so we want people maybe not to be thinking about a percentage, but an actual dollar amount that they're going to pay themselves every single month or every single week. And it can be, for some of our folks, as low as $5 a month, and some other people, $100 a month. So it really is all about the net income, the expenses that are going out, and making sure that you make yourself a priority, an actual bill. So we're saying pay yourself first is like your electric bill, your rent, your cell phone bill. So for us at Community Teamwork, we don't look at it as a percentage.
So one of these financial coaching opportunities available, and how do folks take advantage of them?
Absolutely. We are available throughout the week, all during the day. We're open until 7 on Wednesdays, and I'm in the office very early, so I can take appointments as early as 7 a.m. So we try to accommodate people that are working. We can take somebody that has a half an hour lunch break and shorten it so that they might have to have some extra appointments to make it all work, but we try to accommodate as many folks as we can with it. Again, for the next month or two, we're going to be doing a promotion. If you can get to 2 appointments, we're going to give you a $25 gift card for that. We really want to focus on good financial health in FY18.
Fantastic. And if folks want to find out about the free financial coaching, if they want to find out about the free tax return preparation, and if they want to know more about that March event in conjunction with Women's Week, how do they do so, Chris?
So they can give us a call at 978-654-5673. They can stop in at 165 Merrimack Street. They can go on to our website, www.comteam.org.
Chris Santos-Gordon, the Director of Community Teamwork Incorporated's Financial Education Center. Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
8:35 here on 980 WCAP. Local news, weather, traffic is next.